Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members of Central Valley Health. We have Robin Isler and Shannon Kaiser joining us. And Shannon and Robin, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Today, we have some really important information to share. Central Valley Health has a campaign ongoing to crack down on underage drinking in Stutsman County and the region. We're going to be talking about a grant and an ID, fake ID program. And of course, April is Alcohol Awareness Month. So it all kind of ties in here together. So we kind of want to start with this. There is a grant, Shannon, that Central Valley Health has received that you guys are using to kind of help crack down on underage drinking. And there's a lot of kind of specifications that come along with that.
So we have had federal funding at Central Valley for 5 or 6 years to work on underage drinking prevention. And so this funding came to us, and we have been working in two directions. So social access prevention and retail access prevention. So social access is when kids are at parties and they're getting alcohol from a cooler. They're at their graduation party. They're getting alcohol somehow. Right. Retail access is getting alcohol at a bar or a restaurant using either a fake ID or just getting it from somebody passing it back to them, or those types of means. So we've been working to use evidence-based strategies to really work towards those two aspects.
Right. So in those studies, in those findings, Shannon, you're this grant that we'll be talking a little bit more about focuses more on the retail part of that. And from your findings and from your studies and everything, have you found that more underage drinking that happens in our area, is it coming from retail or is it more social?
It is more social. And so we are hitting both of the aspects with this grant funding. So with the social access, we've developed a campaign called Not In My House. And this is a lot of marketing and messaging towards that fact, is they're getting alcohol at home. Most of our data shows that they're getting the alcohol at home from their parents, or they're taking it from their parents. So we've been doing a lot of marketing and management towards that. But yeah, then we've also been hitting the retail as well with some other projects.
For sure. So we're going to talk more about this this grant. But I do want to ask one more question before we get into it, Shannon. Underage drinking obviously has been an issue, and you guys have seen that through Central Valley Health. That's mainly the reason behind a lot of this stuff, right?
Of course. And yeah, data shows that alcohol is still the number one drug of choice. People may not think that that's the drug that we should be trying to tackle, but it is. The data shows it's the number one drug of choice. It causes many issues. I would think that we could all agree that it causes a lot of issues in our area with culture and socialization and all of that. So
perfect. Okay. So again, Shannon Kaiser, Robin Isler from Central Valley Health joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So again, preventing underage drinking, that's the whole goal behind this. So this grant that was obtained is kind of assisting bars in the area, but it's also helping the police department and helping crack down on the retail aspect of underage drinking, right?
Correct. Yes. So this grant was received at Central Valley, as we mentioned, back about 5 years ago. Now we've been working with this two different pots of funding. The current pot of funding that we have will end in 2020. And so we have 1.5 years left with that funding. Mm-hmm. And it was about $150,000 per year for Stutsman County.
Wow. Okay. So and the whole kind of, what is this grant allowing you guys to do and allowing these bars and the police department to do?
A lot of it mostly goes towards evidence-based strategies. And okay, so it's not necessarily providing a curriculum for the school to use. Right. That's, I mean, there's ways to go about that as well. Mm-hmm. But it's more like the media campaign that is an evidence-based strategy, as well as responsible beverage server training. That is something that is available in the Jamestown area through one of our officers at the Jamestown PD for free. That is an evidence-based strategy for preventing underage drinking and preventing retail access. And so with part of that, we've been partnering with our police department to have an ID, fake ID incentive program. And so this started in March last year, or we were sitting around a table one day and we're like, hey, like, let's try this. Let's try and get the bars to be working together with us to prevent some of these issues happening. So what our incentive program is if a bartender is curious that an ID that they are looking at is fake, they call the police department and the police come in and check it. And if it's fake, then that bartender gets $50 in cash.
Awesome. And they can use that how they see fit, but they can use that how they see fit, but the police department, it helps them crack down on these underage drinking, and it helps out the community a little bit too, right? It gets that off the street.
Yep, it helps the police officers because they can use those fake IDs for server training. And then it also helps the bars because then these underage people aren't coming back into their bar and being a liability for their service.
One of the exciting pieces with this grant is that we're able to use the funds to help purchase equipment that's needed to work with the police department and the bars to make it easier for them to detect those fake IDs. And so we have purchased some scanners and we can move those around from bar to bar. To be used. And we also, during an event in our community, we can bring in some forensic scanners that even have more sophisticated software that can help detect fake IDs.
Yeah. And I think people or individuals who came to Jamestown for the running of the green, I think they got to see both of those things in action.
Yep, they did.
To crack down on that. So, and another thing to keep in mind, obviously, preventing underage drinking is a big portion of this, but it also protects those bars in our communities and organizations and these fundraisers, maybe where people are trying to get that alcohol. And like you said, the server trainings, that's helping that out too. And it's all possible because of this grant, right?
Yep. And that's correct. The other important thing that can happen is during events, making sure that, you know, you stamp the hands of the people that are old enough to drink, wearing wristbands that might help the server. So we want to make their jobs easier as well in detection of underage drinking by putting some of these incentives in place and some of these tools that they can use to make sure that they're not providing alcohol to minors.
Perfect. And that's just one of the many things, obviously, that Central Valley Health is doing in the community, but they continue to crack down on underage drinking. Robin or Shannon, anything else about the grant or about underage drinking in our region that you guys want to toss out there today?
Follow the Not in My House campaign on social media. We have Instagram and Facebook. And so there's a lot of great local resources and education that comes out just specific to our area. So I recommend that parents and caregivers follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Sure.
And
the other piece is that there is the parents lead information.
Okay.
So if parents are wondering how do they talk to their kids about healthy behaviors, including alcohol and drugs and other behaviors, to parentslead.org.
Okay.
Is the reference to that. And it gives you tips for all ages of your children, and you can talk with them about healthy
behaviors.
And that's
a North Dakota resource.
That is a resource. Yep. Okay, awesome. So yeah, it sometimes in some of these cases, it starts and it can stop at home. So we encourage parents to learn more information with that. And if you have any questions about the underage drinking, this grant or anything else that Central Valley Health is doing, obviously contact Robin or Shannon with that. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.